WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
It's Sunday night, and you know what that means.
Time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and over at twitch.tv/WTRLive, where if you have that Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel and get ad-free programming by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Crazy Rocket Second Fortnite App Shop because hashtag epic partner, and apparently it's Star Wars week this week in Fortnite, so when you buy Anakin Skywalker and all the other Star Wars junk, use Creator Code Rocketsack in the Fortnite Am Shop. The voice you heard screaming was the one and only intern Kane Kittens.
May the Force be with you all, and the lightsabers be plentiful. I can't wait to get the blaster back.
Good thing there's no Fortnite with friends this week. Yay! Don't have to stream for Star Wars. Woo!
Wait. Oh, damn it! I forgot it's Backlash on Saturday.
Huzzah!
Well, we'll still play it though.
This is the way.
Yes.
That's
attaboy, Keishi.
The one you heard chime in is Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I mean, I have to wrestle that night, so I probably won't be participating, but enjoy force choking and carving things open with lightsabers.
Yeah, no, you're joking around about force choking. That's a thing now. It's going to be a weapon.
Yeah.
Yes!
Why not?
Dude, you get to go full Sith. I can't wait.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yes!
No.
Yes.
None of this.
I mean, it's only for like a week, though, right?
You can force choke me!
I hate it here. I hate it here.
Darth Daddy is going to be back.
In the meantime, use Carry Go Rockets on the Fortnite episode, hashtag epic partner. Then there's the one and only Star Wars Trekkie himself, Tim Stein.
You went full Sith. Never go full Sith. Bonus points if you can figure out where that was stolen and twisted around from.
That would be Tropic Thunder.
Atta girl. Tropic Thunder.
The actual line you cannot say.
Yeah. You went never go full. If you're wondering what the hell we're talking about and you've never seen the movie, smarten the fuck up and go see the movie. That's all I can tell you. The thing is worth watching. Period. It's like Galaxy Quest. It's the Galaxy Quest of Vietnam War movies.
Galaxy Quest of Vietnam War movies. Okay. Cool.
Right, Brent?
Exciting. I don't know if he wants to respond to that.
A Vietnam movie?
It's a Vietnam War movie. Well, it's a movie about making a Vietnam War movie.
Yeah, it's a movie about a movie. It's more in line with, like, Singing in the Rain than it is an actual Vietnam movie.
But it's great. Jack Black is in it along with the
Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Jay Baruchel.
You people always like that. You people. What do you mean, you people?
And also there is a surprise cameo by someone that you normally would not anticipate or figure out.
And I did not know it was him until I saw the fucking movie credits. The makeup job on him was incredible. And we're talking about the mystery surprise cameo. Not to give anything away.
Not to give anything away about a movie that's probably like 15 years old.
It's not quite 15 years old.
You sure?
I don't think it is.
2008.
Okay.
15 years old.
It's 15 years old.
Right on the nose.
Shit, if you haven't seen it yet, I don't know. Should we spoil it?
Go spoil it, because I want to move on with the show.
No, right, we won't spoil
it. No, spoil it, because I want to move on with the show.
All right, the cameo is Tom Cruise. You won't know who Tom Cruise is.
There you go. So, tonight on the show, we're talking WWE Backlash, the show Joey Styles couldn't commentate, but Michael Cole can.
Oh, my God!
But before we get into Backlash, any surprises you saw in the draft this weekend?
She's on her own against the world.
You sure you're really surprised about that one?
You'll have to fill me in. I wasn't able to watch the draft.
So Miss Belair is moving to SmackDown. Ah. The current Raw Women's Champion is moving to SmackDown.
That I saw. I saw that on, but I'm not. I don't know if I missed any or not.
I would also say that a number of the NXT call-ups were a bit of a surprise, including both of their female champions.
Okay, so Indy got called up, and who else?
Indy, and then your tag team champions, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, have been drafted to SmackDown.
Well, that's interesting.
And then there is also a free, or let me see, Apollo Crews was drafted to Raw.
Zoe
McDonough.
Zoe's up.
Zoe got called up, I believe, to SmackDown, maybe?
Raw?
I'm not as surprised about
Raw.
Zoe.
Raw. No, Zoe, or... Zoe probably. And then there is a free agent call-up from NXT, Von Wagner.
Oh, interesting.
Because there was a pool of people, and he was in the pool of people, and he didn't get chosen.
Von Wagner.
He's full of personality, so he'll make a big splash when he debuts.
He has the personality of a potato. Von Wagner.
He's full of personality, so we'll see what happens.
Potato Man.
When he debuts on either Raw or SmackDown. Omos is a free agent. Mustafa Ali is a free agent. Ziggler is a free agent. There was one other, I think.
I thought that was pretty much the free agents.
Was that it? Because I know
I think it was four, because it was Wagner, Omos, and MVP, Ali, and Ziggler.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Let me double check.
You double check that. Roman staying on SmackDown. I don't think anyone's surprised Cody went to Raw.
Nope.
No, that's what we figured.
Since Bianca went to SmackDown, Street Profits went with her. Edge is now on SmackDown. It's pretty
yeah, those four were the only free agents.
Okay, so that's pretty much the basics. Lashley moved. We talked about that last week, how we thought that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. Tomorrow night, there'll be more movement, and then probably Tuesday morning, there'll be the rest
of it.
There'll
be some more stuff, yeah.
I think one of the biggest things was, of the Friday, it was very much Raw heavy of who was moving. Especially in the non-announced, the ones that were done on Saturday. It was very Raw heavy.
Well, because Raw gets 3 hours, SmackDown has two. That's always usually how they...
True.
Their reasoning for loading up Raw heavier on the back end because of that.
But in case anyone needs to know the unannounced ones, or the ones that came over the weekend, Viking Raiders and Valhalla, Dexter Lumis, Candice LeRae, Natalya, Stark, McDonough, Cruz, and then Deville and Chelsea, as well as the Triple M, Maximum Male Models, with Maxine, are all Raw. SmackDown got to keep Hit Row, so Michael Cole still gets to, you know, poke fun at them. and Lacey Evans.
Also, Cole gets Damage Control.
He gets Bayley.
Ah, they moved Damage Control as a unit, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone was considered a team. The only interesting one was the Bloodline. For any confusion out there, is only Roman Reigns solo and Paul Heyman. The Usos are on an island of their own.
So far, until tomorrow night, we'll find out.
But no, that's how they were listed as on the draft kit from WWE.com.
So they weren't listed as part, like, so it was the Bloodline and then the Usos?
Yep.
Weird.
So, we'll see how that goes. So, speaking of the Usos, they will be teaming up with Solo, who was a third of the number one overall pick, because it was Solo, Heyman, and Roman as the number one overall. They will team up to take on Riddle, Owens, and Zayn, six-man tag at Backlash. Thoughts and opinions, gentlemen.
You say Heyman?
Heyman was on the one of the picks. It was listed as Heyman, Solo, and Roman.
And they're wait
no,
they're
that,
taking...
they were the number one pick.
Yeah,
I said the Usos team was Solo, who was part of the number one. Oh,
okay,
pick.
That makes okay. Sorry.
Thoughts on the match, Cash?
I mean, I guess it's like your typical WWE premium live event after WrestleMania premium live event match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be good, but I don't know. It's just kind of one of those like, let's put this in here to fill time while we focus on other things.
Is this the final chapter between the Bloodline and Sammy and Kevin, Brent?
It should be. Especially because unless the Usos get drafted to Raw, this is probably the last we're going to see of their matchup, because either Sammy or Kevin are going to be able to jump brands, and as long as they're the unified title holders, they'll be able to do so until they lose it, and then revert back to Raw where they've been drafted. Or there's going to be a set of belts introduced for SmackDown. Either way, I think we had the big emotional match at WrestleMania. We had the sequel this past Friday on SmackDown when the Usos couldn't get it done. And so I think it'll be time for Sammy and Kevin to kind of move on, especially because with this, Riddle is moving to Raw, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So your faction to take down the Bloodline is basically all on the opposite brand.
Which is why you need a new faction to jump in that may be too sweet.
I was going to say either that or it could be a certain faction. Yes, it is.
Mm.
That could be too. I think we're going to get too sweet first.
I think they'll be first. I think the big one, though, to take on the Bloodline is going to be
fairly positive. We've seen that one, though.
Well, I think that very much depends on
someone's
the
health.
Rumor has it
going to be the one that takes on the big dog.
Rumor has it he's on his way.
Mm.
Rumor has it. Again, internet rumors, you don't know for sure until it's for sure, but that's the talk. He's on his way back. Tim, what are your thoughts?
On what?
The matchup we're talking about.
Matchup?
Okay, sub. We're talking about the Usos and Solo taking on Kevin, Sammy, and Riddle at Backlash.
Over and done with.
Who's your pick then? Who wins?
I'm picking Team KO and Sammy and Riddle.
Yeah, that's
Team one. Face.
Two for Team Babyface. Tim, so the third for Team Babyface.
Yeah.
Okay. Two SmackDown superstars, I guess, will challenge for the Raw Women's Championship as Io Sky challenges Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship, which probably will need a new name.
Well, won't they just do a belt trade?
I was going to say, they'll do the awkward belt trade.
give it a new name.
I mean, we've had the most awkward belt trade. It can't be any worse than that one.
Give it a new name. It just needs a new name. I've been saying this since the last awkward belt change. Just give it a new name.
You actually technically need to change the belt, considering the one that Bianca has the red background.
You can make new belts and can stay keep the lineage. Just change the name. Keep, make it one universal, one world. And hey, look at that. Two new, same champions, same color scheme. Just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Is this Io's time to win?
No.
No.
Why not?
Look. Well, to be fair, we didn't think it was going to be Io's time to win when she won the NXT championship.
See?
But I also don't think there hasn't been anything to tell me that Damage Control deserves a belt now. if anything, they have been shown to not get the belt in recent memory.
The only thing that matters is Bayley's on SmackDown.
I think the bigger story with Damage Control is the tension within the group, and they should keep that going over anything else.
How long until Dakota and Io split off? Or Dakota just splits, or Io gets fed up.
Everyone goes their separate ways, or whatever.
Yeah, but the only thing that matters is that Bayley's on SmackDown with Michael Cole.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that'll be entertaining as all hell.
Get that, Michael!
So everyone's going Bianca Belair to win this match?
Yes.
I think in this instance, it's just Bianca's had her... I mean, she's on the run. I think if she wins at Backlash, she overtakes Becky's run with the belt in terms of length of days. And I think that's something that you can hang with Bianca, and then, yeah, it just transitions to whatever belt it's going to be Monday, the, 8th?
Yeah.
When the rosters change.
Right after Backlash, yeah.
Fox Championship.
Yeah. It just becomes the Network Championship.
Just instead of U.S. Champion, it's USA Champion.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not going to name the belts after the channels, because then it gets awkward when they have to defend the TBS title on TNT.
It's fine. Everyone then will fight for the cock. It's fine. You're welcome.
Oh, damn you, Rock.
You're welcome.
But I think it's just beyond... I mean, not that Io isn't a credible challenger, but I feel like if someone's going to take Bianca down, it's going to be a bigger moment. And Io just doesn't have that moment right now.
No, they haven't built her currently in a way for that to be the moment that it should be for her.
The other women's championship, don't know what brand it's still on, but it is called the SmackDown Women's Championship. Zelina Vega challenges Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship currently held on SmackDown.
I mean, technically, well, actually, neither of them have been drafted, so.
So we'll really find out on Friday.
Monday.
How convoluted it is.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yes, tomorrow. Ah,
tomorrow.
I know what day it is.
Convolution is tomorrow, yeah. Does Zelina have a chance?
No.
See, here's the thing. Like, Io winning her contenders match and going up against Bianca, it doesn't feel like they've really kind of given her that shot against Bianca. The weird thing is, with Zelina, they've given her those moments where it's just like, it's like the Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns thing, where it's like, you just need that one lucky shot. When Rhea went to give Zelina the Riptide, and she was able to turn it into the DDT and escape, it was one of those kinds of things like, yeah, it just takes Rhea being confident for a split second, and Zelina can be quick enough to pull something out and maybe surprise. Not that I think it's going to happen, but at least they're giving you a little bit of visual on TV that something could actually be there. Whereas with Io, it was like, yeah, Bianca's giving like Io and Dakota both double KODs, so that's what we think of that situation.
Okay, moving on. The U.S. title, part of Raw?
Wait, we didn't all make picks on...
Rhea Ripley.
Oh, Rhea? Everyone going with, I assumed everyone was going with Rhea.
I know, I just wanted it to be official.
Anyone disagree?
We don't say it can't go down on the paper.
Exactly.
Anyone disagree?
Just to be different, I'll pick Rhea.
Insightful. U.S. title's on the line. Austin Theory defends against Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed. Thoughts, opinions, go.
Austin Theory is going to sneak out a win because the two big beefy men are going to be too busy slapping each other's meat.
There we go. I was waiting for that one. So, for those of you who missed it earlier today, Rock did a simulation of the Backlash card.
Which you can watch the restream of on this channel, or I'm assuming later on the YouTubes.
Later on the YouTubes, now on VOD at twitch.tv/WTLF.
There we go. And it featured Austin Theory taking on Bobby Lashley, taking on what I could only assume was a creative wrestler that they stole from Jeff Cobb.
Probably. It was the first one I saw like 30 seconds before I made the match. So it was the one most downloaded. Like, so
if you look at them, they're the same like build. They have the same look. It's just all... one of them is from... Where is Cobb from? Is it just...
So he was born in the United States, but he's billed from Guam. Like, okay. Guam is the country that he represented when he went to the Olympics.
Gotcha. And then you've got Bronson, you know, from Down Under. And it was just the one thing I liked about this match when the simulation was it's like all the guys were beating the hell out of each other. And it was like just when you thought it was over, that one person would sneak in, of course. And I mean, the match went on forever. But still, it was good to see that it was competitive amongst all three. And I think Bronson Reed being in here helps elevate him and gives him a bit of a showcase of like why he was brought back, why Triple H wanted to use someone like Bronson Reed, and why he probably shouldn't have been cut in the first place.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a fun match between all of them. I mean, we don't know where Austin's going yet. He'll be drafted tomorrow. We know Bobby is headed to SmackDown, and Bronson, we don't know where he's going, but we do know that there is an Intercontinental title on Raw right now.
There is.
Yes, there is.
Good old Imperium. So that may make things a little bit interesting as well.
I remember last week I put Imperium on Raw.
Congrats.
I'm just saying.
I've nailed a lot of the picks so far. They're on our website, WildTalkRadio.com. Just saying.
Yeah, you also had Tegan Knox listed twice on your picks.
Yeah.
You really wanted her to get drafted to Raw.
You know, you go from there. But, you know, we're doing the thing. Check it out, WildTalkRadio.com. Content.
You do what you can do.
So who's winning, Tim?
Bobby.
Cash.
I'm going to say Theory.
Brent.
I don't think you're going to take the belt off of Theory. However, I would say if you do, I'm going to go out into left field. Reed.
Okay.
We all took someone different in the three-man. That's how it works.
Yay.
In the match everyone is looking forward to the most, Seth freaking Rollins. Omos. Thoughts?
Quick, it's someone give me a rundown of how they built this on Friday.
They didn't.
Did they? Oh, okay.
So if you saw Raw, you saw it all.
I didn't see Raw.
They said Omos asked for the match, or MVP asked for the match. They made the match.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They got
Seth Rollins.
Then they got face-to-face and, you know, ooh, ah, Omos.
Seth Rollins is going to do a stomp by jumping off the top rope.
There you go.
And beating Omos.
Tim, what do you think, and who's winning?
I don't know if he's jumping off the top rope or not, but I think Seth freaking Rollins is winning this match.
Well, how else do you think he's going to get high enough to get?
Low blow when the ref isn't looking, so Omos drops to all fours.
Maybe. I don't see that as his style right now, but sure, it's possible.
No, he's tweener enough. I mean, he's neither really a good guy or a heel, so.
See, I don't see him doing the stomp for the finish. I see him breaking out the pedigree to win.
Oh, yeah, I want to see him pedigree Omos. That'd be
hilarious. I don't want to see. I don't want to see how Omos takes a pedigree right now.
He's gonna have to sell it at one point or another, so why not now?
Well, I don't know if he's ever fallen down like that before.
Well, they got a week to rehearse.
Yeah.
All right, everyone's going Rollins on that one. Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar.
Cody's going to die. If the simulation is any example, Cody is going to die. Although, I do love the fact they started the match with two crossroads.
That simulation was like, I would not be surprised if it went very similar to how the sim went today.
Just not gut punch German win.
Probably
add an F5, but...
Yeah, but, like, just, yeah, the, like, quick crossroads off the hop with Lesnar kicking out of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of suplexes and F5s and Brock Lesnar winning.
The one thing you'll say about Cody, he's going to bump the hell out of anything Brock throws at him.
So,
100%.
So, hashtag Cody is buried, hashtag cancel Peacock. Cancel WWE Network when Cody loses, right?
That's the trend, isn't it?
That's where we're headed with it?
I don't know.
Unless someone shows up.
Who?
Well, they didn't want to work Mania together, but someone could come back from a undisclosed injury or not feeling well to cost Brock a match.
Or cost Cody a match.
That too.
That would seem more logical, because Brock's probably gone unless he's working Crown Jewel, but maybe he works Crown Jewel. Who knows?
Well, you mean
we're not Crown Jewel.
Night of Champions.
The Saudi show.
Yeah. the Saudi show to crown the new World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Day of Champions.
Well, for them, it's a night where it's happening. For us,
yeah,
it's dead.
Yeah, we're not there, so.
Yeah, other people matter to him.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Maybe. But no.
Who's winning? Tim.
Who are we talking about? I'm saying Brock gets DQ'd again because Cody shows that he's a little too fucking resilient and frustrates Brock just like last pay-per-view.
Last pay-per-view, he won against Omos.
Before that one.
The last pay-per-view has been like a couple years ago. There are no pay-per-views.
Oh, that's true.
Premium live event, bitch.
Okay, so Cody wins by DQ is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay,
Cody DQ. Got it.
Kaish?
Brock. I'm going to choose Brock. I don't think they're going to have Brock do shady stuff two in a row, or at least if he does, he's not going to get caught this time.
So Casey wants the internet to explode. Got it, Brett?
I think this is the make good for right now and part of telling the story. Cody finds a way to win.
So question, is this your main event, or is the match we're about to talk about your main event? It's the San Juan Street fight. Bad Booty, Damian Priest.
I wouldn't normally put that one in the main event, but that in Puerto Rico, it's Bad Bunny.
It's Bad Bunny.
And Damian Priest to Puerto Ricans.
Would make sense.
It would make sense. I think, I hate to say this, if Brock isn't headlining this pay-per-view or per premium live event, then that match is probably going first.
Yeah, Brock either opens or closes. We all know that. It's established.
So Brock can get on his plane and go back to Canada or Minnesota or wherever he's now stationed at.
He may want a vacation in Puerto Rico. Who knows? He may stay around.
I don't think Brock is the beach kind of guy. I'm just saying.
You never know.
Unless he can bring his tractor out onto the sand.
I bet you he sunburns really easily.
I guess we'll find out the Monday after Backlash.
Like he's going to show up the Monday after Backlash.
I mean, he might get drafted. Is he one of the names on the draft list?
He is draftable, but the draft this week, not next week.
Well, there we go.
So he is showing up.
He might be going back to his farm in Saskatchewan to plant the crops.
Anyway,
if anything's to be believed, he could be one of the surprises for AEW. Who knows?
Anyway, back to Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
This is going to be a fun way of, I don't want to say getting around Bad Bunny, because we've seen that he actually puts in the work and that he wants to perform. I mean, hell, he pulled out a freaking Canadian destroyer. So, like, we know that he's capable in the ring. But at the same time, you don't know if you want to see an entire match of just him. So giving him a street fight is that kind of Triple H, hey, we're going to put some bells and whistles on this thing and draw it out to be longer than it probably should be in that situation.
The Mysterio, LWO, Dominic.
Yeah.
Lots of people out there to catch the boys from jumping off the top rope.
Yeah, lots of bells and whistles, lots of, you know, clustering, all that kind of stuff.
You can justify a Bad Bunny win over Damian Priest in a street fight with everything that potentially could go. If this was an in-ring thing, there's no way that you could believe Bad Bunny is going to go over Damian Priest. But in this situation, yeah, I could buy it. And not only that, I'm positive that Priest is really going to work his ass off to put Bunny over.
100%.
Mr. Bunny.
Is that
Mr. Bunny?
Is Bad Bunny? Is Bad Bunny your pick?
I'm picking Bad Bunny.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Very much the same. There's going to be, you know, LWO, Judgment Day, Mysterios. Who knows? Maybe we'll see some colognes. But I think Bad Bunny's going to get the win. And we will all be, I wouldn't say impressed, because we know that Bunny can go, but we will be satisfied with the match.
And Puerto Rico will absolutely explode.
Yeah.
It'll blow up, man.
I mean, no offense, isn't Damian Priest Puerto Rican?
Yep.
I said that.
But there are more theoretically Puerto... No, I wouldn't say... I guess that's not accurate.
Damian Priest is a Puerto Rican American from New York, which has a very heavy Puerto Rican population. And why would you say something about potentially offending people by asking if Damian Priest was Puerto Rican, Brent?
Well, I didn't.
He wasn't sure.
If he was Dominican, I didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, Damian Priest is Puerto Rican, and then be like, no, he's actually, you know, like Dominican
or Guatemalan.
Well, we'll
just Carl up from the Scrubs to straighten you out then, okay?
And it's just like, I didn't want it to be like the assumption of, oh, yeah, no, he's just from down there. It's fine. So that's why I added the caveat of not to offend, but I think he's Puerto Rican. So, but in that way, it's going to make the crowd happy, even if Damian Priest were to win, because it's still another Puerto Ricanian representing.
Yeah. Puerto Ricanian?
Puerto Rican, Puerto Ricanian.
Puerto Ricanian?
Puerto Rican.
But
which is Spanish.
I was also saying it the Spanish way with Puerto Rican.
Which is Spanish for rich port.
But yeah, no, this match will be good for the crowd to just be able to kind of lose themselves in because of who's fighting in it, because of the absolute cluster that is going to be part of the booking of it.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Whee!
That's the pay-per-view, or premium live event, as it were.
Yeah, pay-per-views ended a couple years ago, Rock.
They did.
Yeah, it's premium live event.
Premium live event! Only
on Peacock in the United States and the WWE Network here in Canada!
And around,
that still exists up here.
And around the world.
And around the rest of the world.
Because there's other places than just Canada.
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah.
No. You don't know what you're talking about. The United States is just drunk Canada.
The United States is just... Anyway, that's our show.
That's it. Everybody, thanks for tuning in for the WrestleMania Backlash quick preview. Don't forget, you've got until... practically almost a week to get your pick 'em picks posted. Just at, tag the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Facebook.
Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Or tag at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah, but we're not done. We're just getting ready to kick off the new week. Starting tomorrow, immediately following Raw, the post show, where Rock will talk about the draft part due.
Yeah, Lindsay's back. We're doing the Raw post show like it normally should. 11 p.m.
Yay, Eastern. Welcome back, Lindsay.
I have a co-host again. Woot.
Woot. Draft pick. Draft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Does that mean the Rack returns on Thursday?
May the 4th. Yeah. The Rack. It's back. All the news from the last month, plus Extreme Rules, or Backlash. That's
tweets
the
of the month.
Tweets of the month. I have like a bunch. So we got Tweet of the Month, News of the Month, and then Backlash. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Buckle in. There's a bunch of news.
And don't forget, no CB Radio live on Saturday because it's the premium live event. But Rock will go live after.
We'll see. We'll see what happens on Saturday.
Tentatively scheduled to be CB Radio.
I said Rock will go live Saturday after the premium live event.
It's CB. Let's call it CB Radio. I don't expect us to go live with a review, so we're doing CB Radio live 11:30-ish. Whenever Backlash ends, we'll be live. At least me and Brent will be there. Me and Brent will be there to start. Who knows who else will join, because if it's
that'll
early...
That'll be like 9:30 for you and me, Casey.
Yeah, I might be home by then.
So
I probably will be.
Are you on Saturday?
No. This is a different company that's just starting. It's their kickoff show. I am wrestling on it, but I am also parenting that weekend, so I have negotiated my early departure from the show. So
what's the company?
The company is called Wrestling Rodeo. And
Wrestling Rodeo?
Yes, and the show is called WrestleMix 98, because it's a combination of wrestling and 90s music. So it's very, for those of us who are around my age, it's going to kind of be like right in our ballpark. I plan on coming to the ring with while eating dried noodles, like we all did back in the day.
Udon?
No, ramen.
Ramen, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I had udon stuck in my head because I did the crossword this morning.
We'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Backlash in entirety, 10 p.m. Eastern, next Sunday.
That being said, hey, follow everybody on social media, right, Rock?
I was going there. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter and Instagram. TikTok, it's at WTR Live when we post. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums.
He talks hockey. He just talks all hockey.
Not just hockey. Shut up.
It's all hockey. That's all.
It's not all hockey.
It's all hockey and whoever unfollows him. It's Tim's Twitter at Flames Forums.
You're an idiot. Anyway.
But no, fun fact, that's the only tweets I see from you is your unfollow follow for the day. It's the only tweet that shows up.
I don't post those. Those are automatic.
You're still posting them.
I'm not posting them. Unfollow Spy posts them automatically. And that'll stop soon because Elon Musk now wants a whole bunch of money for the API shit for them to do that. And they said no. So that being said, follow Keishi all over the place. Like, you know,
yes, I am on Instagram and Twitter at Kyle Driver. You will find posts about wrestling. And over the next day or two, you will find posts about the improv show that I did, or multiple shows that I did at Comic Expo. Today, before I got here, I rolled around in Legos and mousetraps barefoot. You'll see pictures.
Hey.
Ouch. Wait a minute. You're not making any posts about noodles?
Not until probably Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Inside-isms.
Cool. Right.
I also have a Redbubble store. There's links on the Twitter and Instagrams.
In the description. So hit them up. There you go. Brent, on Twitter. Go.
You can find me on Twitter at King Kittens. That's where I have my usual diatribes. You can also find me Saturday on the Intern's Corner on CB Radio. And who knows, maybe some other stuff will be coming in the near future. We will find out.
One day.
There you go.
Remember, use credit code RocketSucker499 shop when hashtag Epic Partner when all this Star Wars junk shows up this week. It's Tuesday.
May the 4th be with you.
Ugh. Star Wars. Use the code.
May the 4th be with us all.
Credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite chat room or whatever.
Item shop. It's the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store because hashtag Epic Partner. Okay, send us home.
Tuck yourselves in. Have a good sleep. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the event. See you down the road.
Get to work.